USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
Vice President Mike Pence arrived in Miami Friday to meet with former Venezuelans who fled the country under current President Nicolas Maduro's reign.
The United States of America was proud to be the first nation on earth to recognize the only legitimate President of Venezuela, President Juan Guaido.
President Trump is indicating that he's leaning toward declaring a national emergency along the southern border as a way of funding the construction of that border wall. Speaking to reporters, the president blamed House Speaker Nancy Pelosi for hurting American security.
6 months ago, we really started going to town because I could see we're getting nowhere with the Democrats. We're not going to get anywhere with them. It's going to be a part of their campaign, but I don't think it's good politically. And I think Nancy Pelosi should be ashamed of herself because she's hurting a lot of people.
Trump telling reporters to listen closely to the State of the Union next week regarding the wall. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Maryland Republican Governor Larry Hogan is considering a run for president in 2020. Hogan tells CNN that President Trump's underwhelming polls opens the door for other candidates to challenge him.
I think the latest approval of the president is in the 30s. So you can't win a national election being in the 30s.
New Jersey Democratic Senator Cory Booker tells CNN his primary focus is to win the presidency.
And I will be running hard and going directly to the people, hand to hand, shaking hands, knocking on doors. In many ways, the way I started my career when I was running for city council, I'm going out to the people, and I intend to be the next president of the United States.
President Donald Trump is leaning to declaring a national emergency along the southern border as a way of funding the construction of the border wall. Speaking to reporters, the president said he knows many Democrats are on his side.
Many of them want the wall, and I see it. They're just dying to say what they want to say.
Democratic Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi has told reporters there's not going to be any wall money in legislation to fund border security for the rest of this year. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Vice President Mike Pence meeting with former Venezuelans Friday in Miami who fled the country under the current president's reign.
There's hope in Venezuela. Across that country, in the largest cities and smallest towns, people are rising up in defense of their rights. And as President Trump said just last week, the fight for freedom has begun.
The Trump administration has backed opposition leader Juan Guaido as the self-proclaimed interim president of Venezuela. President Trump saying Friday nothing is off the table when it comes to dealing with the political crisis in Venezuela. Russian politicians are blaming the United States for what they say is the undermining of global security by ending compliance with a nuclear arms treaty. But NATO says Russia is at fault for the demise of the Intermediate Range Nuclear Forces Treaty. Speaking at the State Department, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said it does no good to sign an agreement if the party's not going to comply with it.
The piece of paper, if it's not being complied with, doesn't reduce the risk. It doesn't take down that threat to the people around the world. The INF document is being violated by the Russians. That is the very agreement that they signed up for.
Russia denies it's been in violation of the treaty. Democratic Virginia Governor Ralph Northam is apologizing for being in a racist yearbook photo showing one person dressed in blackface, the other in the KKK's signature white hood and robes. The photograph is in the 1984 yearbook for Eastern Virginia Medical School. The photo was first reported by conservative website Big League Politics. Republican Party Virginia Chairman Jack Wilson and State Senator Bryce Reeves have called for Northam to resign. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.